Now, our top story this morning involves people in part of Peterborough who say they're living in fear of being run down by illegal motorbikes. Riders are whizzing around busways and footpaths on mini motos around Orton Goldhay, forcing pedestrians to jump out of their way. Cambridgeshire police say anyone witnessing antisocial behaviour should report it, but locals we've spoken to say no amount of reporting has helped them.
I have been threatened by the boys on the bikes, so said, yeah, whatever, and carried on. But I had a lot of trouble last year, and I had to have a CCTV camera put up. They were riding their motorbikes back and forth, and nothing was done about it. They also started kicking my front door in as well. You know, so it's horrible.
Not only for residents and animals, to be honest, lots of dog walkers have been quite frightened because their dogs have been narrowly missed by these bikes. And when residents have objected, they've been subject to abuse from the bikers and they've been driving their bikes at them. And what's worse is when we try and report it using 101, we're told that the police can't see that it's an issue because they're off-road bikes and we're asked to get registration numbers. Bikes don't have to be registered, and the police, at least 101 operators don't seem to be understanding the dangers that people are facing with this.
When was the last time you spotted one?
Yesterday. It's every day. It's a daily occurrence. It's not just like a rare thing.
As a concerned resident, what would you suggest the authorities should do?
Even if something was provided, you know, a facility for them to use, I don't know whether it'd be free, I don't know whether it'd be local, so there'd be issues around that. But it's certainly worth the council looking at that and seeing if a facility could be provided, because there isn't very much around here for people that age at all. So you do understand their frustration, but it still doesn't excuse them breaking the law and being a danger.
That's people in Orton Goldhay speaking to our reporter, Sharika Ahmed, about the problem of these mini motorbikes. Julie Howell is the Green City Councillor for Orton Waterville and joins us on The Breakfast Show now. Hello, Julie.
Morning, Jordy.
How would you describe the situation in your ward when it comes to these mini bikes?
Yeah, I was listening to your other contributors. I think we have to make a distinction here. Yes, sometimes it's young people who are bored, and of course these little bikes are exciting to use. What I'm talking about here in Orton Goldhay is something very different. There is real nefarious criminal activity behind what's going on here.
So by that, do you mean the illegal riding of the bikes or something else?
No, something else. I think, you know, the bikes are how these young people, it's not just children, some of them are, you know, children, but some are like young adults or people in their 20s, and they're using those bikes to quickly get from A to B around the area. So the bikes, yes, they are, you know, they're a nuisance and they're really loud as well, those bikes, but I don't think it's just joyriding. I think they're going from A to B and wanting to do so quickly.
And are you implying drugs? What are you talking about?
Yeah, for sure. Well, the fact, a lot of these riders, not only do they not have lights or helmets, they cover their faces. Why are they covering their faces? You know, they're going fast enough. They're obviously doing something that they shouldn't be doing, not just riding the bikes as they are. And I suspect that there are adults behind their activity who are using these children quite often. As a caller said earlier, it's very easy to get hold of these bikes, but sometimes these bikes are being stolen. And they're being stolen from residents, all sorts of bikes, people's mopeds are being stolen. I think I've heard of someone even disability equipment being stolen. And it's all part of this greater kind of nefarious activity that's going on there.
Now, I remember walking around Peterborough years ago and feeling like if I didn't encounter the riders themselves, there were track marks, there was the noise of off-road, in particular off-road sort of motorbike riding. How long would you say this situation has been going on for?
Well, the situation has been going on since bikes were invented, and yes, they are easier to get hold of now because of, you know, the advent of the internet. People can get hold of them quite easily. Joyriding is one thing, as I say, but there's something else behind this.
And is that something that's happened recently?
Yeah, over the past, I'd say, 3 years, but it's been particularly bad this summer.
Residents have said to us that the police haven't really been helpful or very helpful. Perhaps they have helped, but they haven't done much. Have you been in touch?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know people are frustrated when they ring 101, and often I think there's a training issue with the 101 operators who say things like, can you get the registration number, as if you'd want to go out there when these bikes are flying past. But it is important that we record the activity. The police are particularly interested to know where the bikes are kept overnight, because if they know where they're kept overnight, they've got a better chance of catching the people with them and confiscating the bikes. The problem is we don't have lots of police going around on really fast bikes that can compete with them, and it's dangerous to chase after them, what's more. So the best thing for residents to do is capture that intelligence. If they see any of these bikes being stored at any address, please let the police or your local councillors know that, because that's the information that the police really need to act.
Thank you, Julie Howell, Green City Councillor for Orton Waterville.